Look out! Look out! WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Fresh corn on the cob is irresistible, especially at Safeway's low prices. This week we got Washington Grown, Canada number one corn on the cob. Value priced at three cobs for 88 cents. Doing it right, having you more, we're fucking alive. Safeway, Safeway's sorry about this, I didn't know it was... Safeway's got it. Goddamn Whitey produced f***ing commercials never come out the right way. Okay. Safeway's got everything. It's 88 cents for the corn and everything you need for a super summer barbecue. Charcoal, starter, napkins, and paper plates at Brockett Safeway. The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
What about vagina?
Exactly.
Vagina!
Yeah, sure, boy.
Sure.
It's the Don and Mike Show, boy. Yeah, sure. It's funny, right?
Sure, sure.
That was funny.
Yeah, sure. The talk is going to be about vagina here for a moment.
What about vagina?
Exactly. We're going to try to do a contest here.
Vagina!
We'll set it up in this break
yes. And
see if we can follow over in the next break. We've done this before with a similar topic. Here's what we're looking for. One listener whose mother is currently involved and employed as an exotic dancer.
Mm-hmm.
A stripper.
Love this music.
Perhaps the type that dances on a pole for men. Or perhaps the type that goes to the party and sits in the middle of the floor
and puts
on the show.
A lovely show. Sometimes with another performer.
If your mom is a dancer, an entertainer.
An adult entertainer.
As long as she takes it off... You called us at 877-365-3636, and here's the deal. As soon as we find one person whose mom actually does this,
okay,
Joe will give us the thumbs up,
right?
And then we want to find five impersonators.
Oh, so it's who's the stripper?
Right, and if you fool us, you win $100.
Actually, the name of the game, My Mother the Stripper.
Yeah, my mom, one time we did it, My Mom the Whore. When we had women who work as prostitutes.
Right.
Going to try to just family it up a little bit.
Good. My mother, the stripper.
The adult entertainer.
That's right.
Kind of, you know, just a cousin of a whore.
Yes. Just a wee bit further away.
And, of course, we have to call the mom. Listen, if it's your mom with the job as a stripper, we will have to call her at the end of this to verify that
of
she
course.
Really does do that.
Right. We will.
Now, let's say you're the person out there who has the mom that's the stripper.
Uh-huh.
Well, first off, you're going to win $100 just for coming on the air with us.
Just for saying and finding, you know, your mother as a stripper. Because quite often, sometimes, you know, the poor lads and lasses don't even know that mom has done this.
True.
And are you, this is a minor detail, but I think an important one. Are you looking for a stripper who is currently employed?
Yes, sir.
But I would to say that I hope and I pray for the older son or daughter, the better.
That's kind of what we're looking for. It doesn't want to be one of those, way back in the 40s, my mom was a flapper.
I should point out, we are on in Las Vegas. And Reno.
Uh-huh. Your mom is a flapper right now, so to speak.
Yes. In Wichita.
Call us. And here's the deal. We'll get the one person. And then once we get the one person who's on the level, and you know what, Professor, you might have to go back and help your dumb brother with this to make sure that that person really is on the level.
Yes.
Once we find that person.
Then we bring in the... Four or five imposters.
Five posers. Mm-hmm. And if you fool us, let's say you're one of the people out there whose mom is not a stripper,
right.
But you fool either me or Mike or Buzz,
mm-hmm.
you win $100. And if the person whose mom is really the stripper, the whore, the whatever we're calling it, the exotic dancer.
She's the exotic dancer, Don.
She fools us all. $1,000.
Wow. Whoa, $1,000.
But nice. You got to fool us all.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You got to fool us all. And first, we need a mom. Who is an exotic dancer.
That's how the whole game works. Only one mom, only one son or daughter, and then five imposters. That's how we play the game.
Our phone number is 877-365-3636. I know it's a little confusing. That's why we're mentioning it now.
And we are asking for the imposters to hold off right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, no imposters right now. We want to find simply one person out there whose mom really does this.
Mm-hmm.
And once we check it out, then you imposters can jump on in and try to pull one over on us.
Now, I believe it's okay to also accept a call from an exotic dancer where we can contact the son or daughter.
Hey, if you're a mom, yeah, you do this, absolutely.
But they have to be a reasonable age.
Well, you have to have a son or daughter who is at least old enough to vote.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay, at least 18.
Right.
You,
right.
Your kid got to be 18 because that would make you at least, let's say you had to get a 10. You'd be at least 28.
That's
and
right.
And for the purposes of the game, it does help if the you know, if the family is cool with everything.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're not playing any lying game here.
Although that's a bonus. But no, you're right, because the son or daughter would have to know
yes.
what Mamo does.
That's why it kind of works best. Yeah, my mom's a stripper.
I don't see the phones exploding right now, so we'll...
It takes a little time because we're actually... This is a specialty segment.
Sure is.
This may not work out, and if it doesn't, don't worry. We got a plan B. But if your mom is an exotic dancer, a stripper, call us now.
Please. Very good.
At 877-365-3636. And while we see if that works out... Phone Jeopardy.
Call now, Phone Jeopardy.
Let's go to some of these tapes. For God's sakes, we have a tape of the Today Show. That is... It's a talk about farts getting in a fight.
I have hated.
It smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
I have hated the Today Show this week so much. They are trying to do too much on that show.
It's Al Roker and Paula Deen doing a segment together.
Wow.
Grilling chicken.
Yeah. And smelling each other's farts. Wow, look at those phones light up now.
Yeah, they're going crazy.
Yeah.
Would you go give your brother a hand?
Acting crazy now, ain't they?
Thanks, Professor.
All right, are we going to listen to the Paula Deen?
Oh, yeah, I'm trying to find the right sound effect to go with.
Because they were all there. Paula Deen, they had that British guy, they had Giada. Ooh, Giada De Laurentiis.
Look at those phones.
Funny how Matt Lauer got her.
Those phones are hopping right now. Call if your mom is an exotic dancer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, baby.
Dance for me, old lady.
Hello, happy weekend.
Make it happen.
Yeah, mama. Okay. Yeah, baby. Yeah, dance up and down the pole, baby. Oh, baby.
Oh, baby.
You look so good on that pole, baby.
Hold on, we got one already? Robbie? Robbie, Professor?
Yes, Don.
You got one back there?
We have a possibility that we are confirming right now.
Awesome. Gotcha. I saw that light.
That's
I
rapid.
I saw that little check mark.
I think, you know, sometimes it takes us a long time to get contestants. But certain things we do, we get somebody right away. Mm-hmm. As soon as we throw that line into the water, we get a strike.
Well, let's see if the professor can figure out if the stripper is really a stripper.
Right.
All the lines are ringing a bit. Meanwhile, here's Al Roker, Paula Deen.
We are here with the queen of southern cooking, Ms. Paula Deen. And what are we making today?
Look at all of them.
I love that. I love you.
I love them.
So we're making a nice grilled chicken.
We're really thinking picnic since we're on the beach, Al. And it's better than a grilled chicken.
So what have we marinated?
So we have marinated this, and, you know, I almost can't remember.
But it's good.
It's good. It's all oil. It's garlic. It's soy sauce.
Yes. Put that on.
Oregano.
There you go.
And we're just going to grill this.
Grill that up.
Yeah.
Now you're
adding. And this is what it looks like.
And we're starting healthy, but we're going to be adding some bacon, right?
Well, you know, you can choose to be or not to be.
That is the question.
And it's your responsibility to make good choices for yourself. So all we're going to do is slice up our chicken.
Right.
I've got our pitas, and I'm going to put some lettuce in here.
I like the sound.
Some ranch dressing too, right?
Well, no, it's not. It's a yogurt.
A yogurt dressing.
This
is the background of eating some steak.
Yes, let's put some grass in there.
So this starts off pretty healthy.
It does start off pretty healthy. And we're going to do our chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to do our tomatoes.
Ooh.
And our feta, which is so good.
Oh, so this has a little bit of a Greek flair to it.
Yes, this is very Greek.
Chips,
and
Paula?
What else did we bring?
That's potato salad.
Mm-hmm.
And then over here, for those that won't help here, y'all, we've got a wonderful broccoli salad.
And if you've been very good, what do you get for dessert?
Oh, my goodness. We have got a red velvet cupcake. You can't have a picnic without.
All right, Paula Deen. Man.
Right into that,
okay,
baby.
Two together.
Okay.
There they go.
Bite into that, baby.
That's all the time we ever done.
You know, I was watching that this morning, and they hustled them through these three. You know, they normally do this, and they're working very fast with one cooking segment.
Right.
They did it with three, and they just blasted through these cooking segments. It was great. I really loved everything. Yes, Paula. What do you want for dessert, baby?
Come on, Paula Deen.
Come on, honey.
We're still checking.
Meanwhile, back at Stripper Central.
So here's the thing. I wonder sometimes what's going on. And, Mike, maybe this would be a helpful lesson for you.
Yes.
When you run the show.
Yeah.
The whole time that the two geniuses back there were talking to the one lady.
Right.
It was like two of them talking to one lady, and all of the other lines were ringing, and they ignored all of the other lines. And now it looks like the lady that they thought might have been on the level was not on the level.
I have a question.
But all the people that were calling dropped off the phone because no one was answering the phone.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
How am I going to manage my temper when that happens? Or should I manage my temper?
The same way I've managed mine.
You do manage your temper.
I'll
be tempted to... I'll be tempted to hit and throw, especially if callers are dropping off the line when we're looking for a stripper.
That sounds to me like a winning format.
Oh, very good.
The Michael Mara hit and throw show.
Okay, hit and throw. That's it. Thank you for the advice.
Anyway,
I appreciate
that. The first lady that they had, that they were gathered around the phone by, she hung up.
I see.
Oh, so she's not a legitimate stripper.
Or she didn't pan out. Robbie, what happened back there?
You know, she's passed four of our five screening processes, and we will call it. It's a gentleman, and we will call him back.
Have we been able to locate Mama?
We have her number, and we are checking her place of employ right now.
They're really making sure she's a stripper.
What about all those other lines ringing, though?
No good.
What about all the lines that were ringing that just weren't answered?
We just scrolled through them, and there was no good.
What about the ones that, when you guys had your back to the telephones that were ringing, that hung up, that I saw hang up?
Well, I guess we'll never know. Because
What, Joe?
There's a lot of fish in the sea, but we got a fat one. You want to keep him on the line.
All right, well, just give me a heads up of what you're doing there, guys.
Everything's all right now.
It's fine. They got a fat one.
He's all pleased.
So you guys got one?
Yes.
Hit and throw.
Is that a definite yes?
Yes.
Okay, all right, guys.
Good.
Way to go. Good work.
We got us a stripper. That's like seriously going out on a fishing trip and throwing a line into the water. On your very first cast, you get the big fish.
All we need now are five posers.
Five imposters. Five ladies out there that would like to pretend that they are strippers. I believe a fantasy for a lot of women. Don't they have exercise classes now where they teach you how to dance the pole?
Right. Actually, it would be the kid that would call. They'll have to make the fantasy about his mom. Right?
You don't want the women to be there.
No. It's always been. Let me turn this off.
My mom's a stripper.
It's always been someone calls to turn their mom in.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then we call the mom.
Okay.
Right? So we wouldn't ask for women to moms to call.
We have a guy on the line now. We need five guy imposters or women
or
girl imposters who have a mom who's a stripper.
Oh, I thought it was the stripper herself that was the
imposter. No, see, we'll call if the girl fools us or wins, either way.
We'll ask the questions of the young people.
Right.
See, it's dependent on us to find out who's telling the truth and who's faking. Like with the people that are lying.
And then the big prize at the end is we talk to the mother.
Right.
Very good.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's easier, too.
So now we need posers.
Yes.
We need posers. You have to call if you'd like to pretend that your mom is a stripper.
Exactly.
It's that simple.
But
Sorry to confuse it.
You got to have your story together, though, because Mike and I will have, and Buzz as well, always very good at these games, will have a lot of questions, a lot of very specific questions.
Exactly.
So you better be ready with specific answers, because if we call you out and you're lying, you're out of the game.
Right.
Again, if you fool us, you get $100.
That's the trick.
If the person with the real mom, who's really a stripper, fools us, he or she gets $1,000, in this case a he, $1,000.
And at the end of our inquisition, we'll go right down the line and we'll end up saying, Kenny, I think your mom is the stripper.
Right.
And Don will say, Julie, I think your mom is the stripper.
Mm-hmm.
And then Rob will say, I think you're both wrong. Here comes Joe Ardinger.
Hi, Joe.
Hi. We're still confirming so people can still call. If they have moms as strippers, until we
so the real the kids with real kids, people with real moms
Hold
that
on.
Are strippers.
Yeah. I thought you guys just gave us the thumbs up that you got the lady that you confirmed it.
No, I didn't say we.
Did I hear wrong? Did
yes,
I hear wrong?
Did hear wrong?
Oh,
yes,
okay.
Did.
It's when he was saying that sometimes you get the big fish. That was
we have a perfect candidate. All we have to do is put him through the ringer and make sure it's for real, and then we're good to go. Until then, all are welcome, will come.
Okay, so now, thanks for making us look stupid. Don't call if you want to just pretend, because we don't really have someone whose mom is a stripper.
And now the lines are all ringing with the imposters.
I mean, Did I catch that right? Those guys said, thumbs up, we got a big fish. I said, okay, that's it. Call in. Everybody else call in.
Sounds like they've got they were at the fourth call of five.
Four out of five confirmations.
They were almost there at the finish line.
They're both back there giving us the big thumbs up.
Uh-huh. Right.
For goodness sakes. So we
I would imagine now we're having difficulty. That's probably why it hasn't panned out. So we need another stripper.
Let's listen.
Hi, is your mom a stripper? She is? Okay, hang on for me.
So now we're trying to get. Obviously, that stripper didn't pan out.
We're still trying to get the real stripper.
You know what? It's been my experience.
Yes.
When we're doing this, we have to have this locked down tight because strippers are notoriously unreliable. Thank you. You can't count on them.
That's right.
Again, if you're a stripper, if your mom's a stripper, call us.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening, Professor? How close are we?
We're getting there. The problem was not actually with the stripper, but with the son. The number that he had for his mom did not reach his mom.
And have we reached his mom yet?
No. And we really can't play the game if we don't have a number for his mom. So everything else seemed to pan out, but he had no number for her other than this one.
Oh, so he was too stupid to even know his mom's number.
Exactly.
Ah, gotcha.
All right, or maybe he was lying, because that would seem to be the easiest thing, your mom's phone number, right?
Well, the problem was is that he gave us his phone number, and that was right. So normally if you lie, you don't give your own phone number.
Right.
So I think he's just dumb.
Yeah, that could be true.
So we're still looking for someone whose mom is an exotic dancer.
Right. We have a couple fish on the line, but keep calling.
All right. Very good.
And I want to stick with
using the fish analogy.
All right. We have a lion in our scope.
Lion in our scope. I love it when you're the African queen.
Hi.
Hi there. Oh, oh, oh.
Okay. My apologies. Do not call. If you're a poser.
But I certainly enjoyed the Paula Deen segment.
Mm-hmm.
Posers still have to wait.
Yeah, the imposters do have to wait. Rob is talking to the strippers.
The work continues.
Hello? I hear another phone, too.
That's mine. I'm sorry. Is that nice, like, almost Asian?
That's a new one for you. Where's Batman?
Oh, and chicken calling you home. That called me. I did not turn my phone off. Oh, personal call, Joe. Oh, turn the phone off. Bad.
Point of order, Joe.
Yeah.
You accept someone from an escort service who comes and takes her clothes off at a bachelor party?
Yes. What did I say? That's
all right. Just making sure.
There's a girl that lays on the floor in the middle of a bunch of guys in a circle.
Right. Counts.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
If that's your mom, even better.
Yeah, you've scored big on the Don and Mike Show.
Even better. Well, something tells me we won't have this settled for a couple of moments, so let's take a break.
Let's do.
We'll come back and see if we've got anybody.
Yeah. On our fabulous game show known as My Mother the Stripper.
Right, Hog for Strippers. We'll be back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.